Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
Oh, it was awesome. Emotional. So, yeah, it was great. Obviously, the vibe was sensational, you know, coming off a flag last Saturday. It was a lot of Joel Selwood, which was perfect. Like, and he was so emotional. It was brilliant to see him up on stage. Tommy Hawkins spoke from the heart about his best mate, which was great. Mitch Duncan did something similar. It was just fantastic. 2,000 people at Crown.
I thought I heard them say they had 2,000
people. 2,000 people. So the Palladium room at Crown fits 1,000. Then they had the River Room, another 1,000. And it was sort of broadcast into
overflow.
The... Overflow. Yeah.
Oh, geez, yeah. You'd be a bit flat if you were in the River Room.
Yeah, you would have been. But it was great. And the Cats fans obviously loved it. It's been a really special year for them. They didn't lose a game from May 14th onwards.
16 matches in a row.
Yep.
And they had a tie last night.
It was really exciting, actually. It was a bit confusing because they, at round 21, they sort of stopped the count. They showed the highlights. And then they didn't put up any votes. They just announced third, second, and then there was a pause. And everyone was sort of thinking, well, hang on a minute. Hawkins finished third. Yeah. Blitzavs finished second. But for the whole count, it was sort of a bit of a, you know, jostling for positions between Guthrie and also Jeremy Cameron. So yeah. Then when they announced third and second, we all sort of assumed that one of those boys, Guthrie or Cameron, must have had a poor finals campaign or something. But then, obviously, then Chris Scott announced that it was a tie. So, yeah, quite fitting. And both those boys spoke really well. Fantastic night. Loved it.
So, Tom Hawkins finished third. Tyson Stengel, I just could not have blown away. I mean, I know he had an All-Australian year, so it makes sense. So, just seeing him there just jumps off the page with everything that he's been through. Fourth, Tom Atkins, fifth, reinvented as a midfielder. So, just great stories everywhere. Tui, close. What a season Pratt Close had. Sam De Koning, ditto. And Tom Stewart rounded out that top 10. It's not
well, even when you look at that top 10, Sam, and I just had a quick chat with Jules outside about, say, for example, the Bombers now. So, they get Brad Scott. When you look at what Geelong have been so successful in doing, have a look at that top 10 in the best and fairest. A lot of them aren't first round picks in the draft. They're players that have come through rookie lists, or they've been traded, or they've picked up. For example, Stengel, like you said, this is his third club. So it's amazing to see the way that Geelong, their development program is just elite. The way that they can obviously bring in their top-end talent, but also, too, the way that they can develop players. So it's a fantastic point when you look at other clubs is, yes, you get your top-end talent, which you don't really have to develop that fast or hard, but it's those later picks that you have to invest in to ensure that they become top-10 talent in your footy team.
Their development team down there, I mean, I know it's always been the chicken or the egg. Is it the high draft pick? Is it the development? And often it's obviously both. But the way Geelong, they get them in there, they're a bit like Sydney. If they can make any player work, it's those two clubs. Their development.
You probably go back 20 years and, you know, players like Corey Enright, who was a pick in the 40s or 50s. Cameron Ling was a pick in the 40s or 50s. And there's so many rookies that come through that Geelong program. Tom Stewart. You mentioned Atkins, who had, you know, sort of battled away in the VFL for a couple of years.
Yep.
And it ends up sort of reinventing himself across half back and then went into the midfield this year. So I think the Geelong development program could be or should be replicated across all clubs. Clubs have got to find out exactly how they're doing it and what they're doing and
copy it.
Try and emulate it,
Absolutely. It's